Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Today I'm in New Bedford to visit the Plummer House, built in the late 1850s and currently being restored by the Waterfront Historic Area League, or WHALE, an organization focused on historic preservation in and around New Bedford. The house was built for New Bedford native Leander A. Plummer. He helped found the New Bedford Cordage Company, which supplied various types of rope for whaling ships, textile mills, and other industries. Plummer called his house Moorlands, reflecting an area that was considerably more rural in his time than it is today.
So right now the house faces north. It faces Hawthorne Street. But we know from 19th century maps and illustrations that the house originally faced east, with its side facing Hawthorne Street.
That's WHALE project manager Rachel Allison.
It had extensive grounds, and as the area became more populated, the house was eventually lifted and moved to face the street, presumably to avoid facing new neighbors directly to the east.
Terry Bernard is the Waterfront Historic Area League's executive director. She says they've been working on the Plummer House restoration for about 8 months.
It looks totally different than it did when we first got it.
The house is an early example of the Italianate style of architecture with a number of Greek Revival touches as well. We're standing in the front hallway beneath an elegant winding staircase. Plastic covers some of the walls and woodwork as various contractors apply new paint and plaster and replace electrical, plumbing, and other components.
The woodwork's unusual because it's all chestnut. You don't find that in many New Bedford homes, so you have that rich red color coming through. And when we first got the house, you couldn't even see the grain because of all the mold and nicotine on top of it.
Bernard says the house sat vacant for about 12 years.
There was huge holes in the roof. There was water pouring into it. It was actually broken into many times.
It eventually became a receiver property under a program through the state attorney general's office. They identify vacant or dilapidated properties, then give the lien holders a certain amount of time to correct any code violations.
And if they don't correct them, there's a process where the city and the attorney general's office can appoint a receiver who's usually a nonprofit who specializes in restoration and real estate. We were chosen as a receiver to clean it out and then restore it.
Although the Plummer House had fallen into disrepair, Rachel Allison says many of its most unique features survive. She points out some well-preserved examples of imported Dutch tile work called Delftware that surround several of the home's fireplaces.
Delftware was really popular until about the 1820s, and then it kind of went into a dormant period, and then it had a resurgence in the 1870s. And Massachusetts has the most examples of in-situ Delftware in North America, and we're lucky enough to have examples here in the Plummer House.
A wooden panel above one of the fireplaces features a seaside scene painted by Plummer's son, Leander A. Plummer II, a well-known artist in New Bedford during his time. A nearby door features a scene of painted birds with marsh grass etched into the dark wood. The third floor has a room that's thought to have been Leander Plummer II's art studio, although that can't be verified. In a nearby bathroom,
this is a wooden toilet with an ashtray, built-in ashtray, and the flusher.
It was probably added sometime in the 1880s, and the earliest examples were built of wood and designed to look like furniture, like you see here. And this didn't last for very long because they quickly learned that wood is kind of hard to keep clean and sanitary, and so they quickly changed over to things like porcelain or metals.
The Waterfront Historic Area League hopes to have the Plummer House restoration completed by summer. It will be sold as a private residence, with most of the proceeds used to cover the cost of restoration. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in New Bedford.